Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Scott Hartsook, and he is the managing attorney for Legal Hotline for Older Iowans. Good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning.
Scott, in your title it says hotline, and we're going to talk about that. But the hotline does things other than answer the phone, and that's to do some educational programs. You have one of those coming up very soon.
Yeah, we have one on November 14th, which is Thursday of next week. And what this is it's we make these presentations here in Des Moines, and this is broadcast out over the Iowa Communications Network. And one of the places it's being broadcast to is the Atlantic Public Library.
Very good, right? We don't have to go very far. There are some other areas like Carroll and Clarinda and Council Bluffs that are kind of in our area, but it's really nice to have one in Atlantic also.
Right.
So it's at the public library, and what time is it?
The program starts at 12:30, but the doors open at 12:05. And since this is on the ICN, we start right at 12:30 and end at 3:45.
All right. Otherwise, they just shut you off.
That's right.
That's right. And now, the 14th, that seems a little ways away. It's the middle of the month. But it's really important that people get registered for this.
Yeah, it's just next week when the seminar is. And so we want people to register. The deadline we set was tomorrow the 5th, but if people get their registrations in by, Thursday or Friday of this week, it'll still be okay. But the reason we have to have people pre-registered is we have a whole booklet of seminar materials that people will receive, and so we have to get those printed and mailed out to Atlantic, so they'll be there next Thursday.
Okay. Now, we said this is Iowa Legal Aid for Older Iowans. And so what's the topic here? Who is it for? Who should attend this meeting?
Okay, we originally, we've been doing these seminars for 4 or 5 years, and we originally were directing them just at elderly people, which we define as people over 60, or their family members. Because lots of times, you might have, an 80-year-old woman might have a 55-year-old daughter who's helping her do things.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can really attend. We found out, though, that usually about half of the people that attend are, older Iowans or their family members, and the other half are people who provide services to these
mm-hmm.
people. So a lot of social workers or people that work in nursing homes.
Well, many times elderly do not have family members who are close by, and so they do depend on some other people, some other caregivers, some other service providers to help them out.
Right. That's exactly right.
So that's for anybody who might be working with seniors who have questions. And as I look at this, these are particularly financial questions.
Kind of financial health care related.
Uh-huh.
We're actually going to have three different presentations at the seminar. The first one is going to be mainly about qualifying for Medicaid or Title 19 to help pay nursing home expenses. The second presentation is really something that should be interesting to almost anybody. It's about the new Affordable Care Act called Obamacare. And we're going to be talking about how the Iowa healthcare marketplace works and what the benefits are that people can get from that to make sure that they have affordable health insurance. So that's really not, if you're over 65, you don't have to worry about anything about the Affordable Care Act, because if you got Medicare, that's all you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really directed to people under 65.
I was going to say, if you're 50, 55, maybe even younger, pretty soon you're going to be 60 and 65 also. I mean, you've got a time span in there.
Right.
Okay.
And the people I've worked with over the years, there are a lot of people who are, late 50s, early 60s. They don't qualify for Medicare yet. And maybe they lost their job and they can't find a new job, so they don't have any insurance. And that's one of the advantages of the new healthcare marketplace, is it's going to make insurance available to people at really a very low cost if you don't have much income.
And pretty scary if you don't have insurance. And then all of these, you keep hearing, you know, in the news, there's all of these things that's so confusing about the Affordable Care Act. So this would be a good time to come and, you know, I think people are going to have to study that a little bit, get information from several sources. But you are going to be a good source on the 14th in the afternoon.
Right.
And then you have a third session also scheduled.
Yeah, our last session is going to be presented by some people at the Iowa Department on Aging, and it concerns elder abuse issues, especially financial abuse and financial exploitation, and we'll help people recognize, you know, when they are being exploited or things to avoid to avoid identity theft or other loss of assets.
Can you give me an example of, you know, how are seniors being exploited? What's a kind of a little case system maybe you could give us?
A couple things. You know, lots of times what we see are elderly people who have, you know, done general financial powers of attorney to allow people to help them out with their financial affairs. And normally that's a good thing to do. And, you know, 95% of the time there's not going to be any problems. But one thing we've seen is people then get sick, they go into the nursing home, and the person who they've appointed as their power of attorney, which is often a child, doesn't bother to pay the nursing home bills.
Mm.
If you don't pay the nursing home, then the nursing home can discharge you. So that causes a problem. So that's going to be, you know, that's one one area. Another thing, you know, back to the health care law. You know, there are all kinds of ads out there now from companies who are really just trying to take advantage of seniors. And, you know, they're saying, oh, sign up for a new health care law and send us, you know, $29.99. Or they'll say, let us help you sign up for the health care exchange. And they'll charge you for doing that, even though you can call the 800 number or go to the exchange on your computer and have the same thing done free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are lots of other agencies out there who have become certified certified application counselors, and they actually help you sign up for the health care law without charging you.
Okay, I want to go back and review this program here in a minute, but we start out saying you are the managing attorney for the legal hotline. What's the hotline number? How do people reach the hotline if they have a question?
Okay, our hotline number, we're located here in Des Moines, and our number is 800-992-8161. So again, that's 800-992-8161. And we get our main funding from the area agencies on aging, which includes Connections out of Council Bluffs that serves the Atlantic area, and then also from the U.S. Administration on Aging. And what we're set up to do is to provide free legal assistance to people who are 60 and over. And we help people with just about any kind of problem that's not a criminal issue.
Okay.
So we do a lot of health care issues, consumer issues, financial issues, mm-hmm. end-of-life planning, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so that's a good resource to know about, but we need to remind people that Thursday, November 14th, is this seminar at the Atlantic Public Library, as well as some other places. And you'd really like to have them register by the 7th. And we need to quickly tell people, how do you register?
Yeah, we got to do that, don't we? And they can do that just by calling our 800 number. So 800-992-8161. That's probably the easiest way to register.
Okay. And if they do need more information, I do have a copy of the registration form if you need more information, and I have that here.
Okay.
And the overall title is Paying Medical and Nursing Home Bills While Avoiding Financial Exploitation for Caregivers, for anybody interested, 1230 to 245 at the Atlantic Public Library. We want to thank you very much, Scott Harsook, who heads all of this up, for visiting with us today.
You're welcome, and we did mention that this is free, too.
That's a very good point, Scott. Very good point, yes. And here's a thought. One of the many things no one tells you about aging is it's kind of a nice change from being young.